Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
Time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE, of course, streaming online as well at myalbertlee.com. And we welcome in on most Saturday mornings, Tom Sorensen with Americana Insurance. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you doing? Merry Christmas, huh?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. The first official snow occurred yesterday around the Kate listening area, and hopefully you haven't had any reports of fender benders, but there could be some out there.
Not yet.
Knock on wood.
So, yeah. So what else is new for you?
Well, we have Thanksgiving coming up. We may have a special program on that Saturday following the Thanksgiving, or maybe we'll do something next week. What do you think?
A little fun. Yeah, we'll have some fun time.
Okay.
So I suppose you're ready to head south, right?
Yeah, my camper is all loaded, and I just got to find the keys for the ignition, and I'll be all set.
Yeah, just like the regular snowbirds like we have. You're getting to be, you're getting to that point in life there, Mike, so...
Ouch.
No, you're not quite there, are you, right?
No, but there are a lot of folks that are getting ready or have already started to head south for the winter and enjoying those Arizona, Florida, California climates. But we thought maybe a topic today would be, for those folks that are lucky enough to be snowbirds heading south, there should be maybe a checklist that we should go through.
Yeah, I think we should talk about a little bit about things that they can do. Because now is the time when a lot of those people are going to be heading out, or heading down, I should say. So one of those things is, winterizing your home, Mike, So what can you do to winterize your home? Well, first of all, lower the heat, Your home will be empty, so don't pay to keep it warm and cozy while you're away. Turn your heat down, but if you live in an area where it can get below freezing, which I think most of us do, right? Don't turn it off completely or your pipes may freeze. How low you're willing to go will depend on where you live. Where the pipes are in your house, your home insulation, etc., is a big key. But most experts recommend you keep your thermostat above 55 degrees if you do this.
And there are some folks that also use heat source in regards to maybe propane tanks.
Well, that's just it, and make sure that those things remain filled. You'd hate to have those go empty, and all of a sudden you come home and you got a disaster, that the propane was out. So make sure you got somebody monitoring that or filling them up periodically. Another thing is consider installing monitoring equipment as well as an app on their cell phone to alert them to any sudden temperature changes in the dwelling. So that's available out there too.
And we talk about maybe turning down the thermostat to your home. They're recommending at least above 55 degrees, but obviously you're not going to be home taking those hot baths or showers, so you may want to turn down the water heater a little bit.
So this is a surprising statistic. The Department of Energy also suggests turning down your water heater while you're away on vacation. They estimate that up to 25% of the energy consumed in your home is due to water heating. Turning down the water heater while away can help minimize that expense. New water heaters even have a vacation mode on them that will maximize efficiency. So, again, remember that. I'll be honest with you, I probably would forget something like that, turning down the water heater.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you turn down the water heater, you may want to turn off the water coming into the home as well.
And you can do that, too, turning off your water. Turning off your water can help prevent massive water damage. If pipes freeze, the flow of water that can cause damage is limited. If you do leave your water on, shut off outside faucets and water lines to your washer machine and refrigerator. This will help minimize damage if the line to the faucet or appliance breaks. Sometimes they even say to drain the water pipes.
And, you know, we mentioned about water heaters, Tom, and obviously this is key because if you're not turning your water off, and let's say that water heater, the bottom goes out of your water heater, because it's happened to me before, that water is just going to continue to flow, where if your water is turned off, it's, as you say, minimal damage versus who knows how long that water could run. And obviously when you have that water running and nobody's there, utilities, they're not going to know any different, and that bill's going to come in, and you're going to have an alarming shock when you get the water bill.
Exactly. You know what's great about this show, Mike, is anything that we talk about seems like you usually got a good story about it that has happened to you.
Yeah. It. You know, the good thing is when the water heater bottom went out, I was actually, you know, I came home and I'm like, why is this water running? I can hear water running. I went downstairs and luckily enough, I have a drain right by my water heater. But, you know, if I would have gone south, that could have been, it could have been a huge water bill.
Ugly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. So also we need to protect against theft. So activating alarm systems and using light timers can protect your home against theft. So secure valuables that remain inside your home in a fireproof safe or a bank safe deposit box is probably the best alternative to your home storage. Stop or forward your mail. You know, accumulating mail is a sign of an empty home. So, or they also recommend having somebody that, like a neighbor or somebody, to pick it up so that it doesn't sit in you know, that they're doing that every day. That's what I've always done. That's what we've done for our neighbors, you know, things like that. That, I think, is the best way, you know. So,
and Tom,
things
we're,
like that.
Yeah, and we're talking about, you know, snowbirds that may be heading south as a checklist, but this checklist really can be for anyone that maybe is just going to take a real short vacation. Maybe they're going to, you know, take a week or even just a few days. You can still go through this checklist because it's very beneficial.
Absolutely. You know, my dad always turned off the water when we went on vacation, you know, those type of things, you know, whether, you know, usually it was a week's vacation, but he always, you know, so he was always thinking of those type of things. So, the other thing is unplug electronics. Disconnect small appliances, TVs, and computers from your power outlets before leaving on your trip. Although unlikely, electronic equipment could be damaged in a severe storm. You also save money by unplugging unneeded devices that are using energy.
And obviously another maybe a good deal to do is, you know, maybe clean out the refrigerator.
Yeah, clean up. Clean out your refrigerator and remove trash from your home before you leave on vacation. No one wants to come home to a bunch of spoiled food and follow orders, you know. So that's a good idea, Mike. So exactly. And also leaving a light on, you know, like having it on a timer. Invest in a motion-sensitive light or something, or put one or two interior lights on a timer and set them to turn on for certain times of the day. That's also a good idea.
Go
ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I've known persons that have just grabbed a lamp and set it on the kitchen table, and they plug it into a timer, so if there is electricity lost in the home, that light, or I should say if the temperature drops back to a certain temperature, the light would actually come on to notify the neighbors that, you know, there may be an issue there.
Great idea. Yeah, so other thing, Mike, is snow removal, okay? Now, normally it's a city ordinance to get it off your sidewalks and that, but do you want to have it look like no one is home, you know, like your driveway? You know, that's something that you also got to think about. You know, do you want to pay somebody to remove the driveway snow so that it doesn't look like you're, so it looks like someone's living there, I should say. Have a designated person available, watch over the dwelling, and make occasional interior checks of the property. That's always good. I've done that for people before, too, when they've gone on vacation, to make sure that, you know, I go into their home or place of business and look around just to make sure everything is okay.
We're talking about snowbirds heading south, a little checklist, but as we mentioned, not only for snowbirds, but if you're just taking a short vacation, a good checklist to follow on our Insights into Insurance program this morning. Tom, let's take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk more about a little checklist for those folks that may be heading south or just taking a short vacation on our Insights into Insurance program here on Kate 1450.
Someone you can rely, who's always on your side. That's why there's Nationwide. That's why there's Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nationwide helps protect people, families, businesses, and futures. At Americana Insurance Group of Albert Lee and Wells, we can help determine which protection is right for you. Visit www.americanainsurance.com to learn more. Americana Insurance, we're the A-Team.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Tom Sorensen with Americana Insurance. And Tom, we're talking about some checklists for those that are heading south or even taking a short vacation. And one thing that came to mind during the break here is, do we need to contact our insurance agent to let them know that we're leaving town for a few days?
No, not necessarily, Mike. I wouldn't think that you would, but the one thing nice about this checklist and the reason why we got it on Insights into Insurance today is, you know, everything that we've talked about so far has been theft prevention or something that could cause a lot of damage, like a water, flood or whatever of your house, or propane or heat, you know, causing freezing or anything like that. If you're out of propane, obviously that would cause a bad damage, you know. And so those are all things that we think about, you know, insurance, that this is good preparedness for you to eliminate those type of claims. And plus, you know, the insured wants to make sure that that doesn't happen also, you know.
Another thing I'm sure would be to make sure your financial and legal documents are in order. And folks may say, well, nah, nothing's going to happen to me. But, you know, it'd create less stress on the family if you have that all put together.
Well, you know, just think, Mike, if you're a husband and wife or somebody that's going down south and all of a sudden you get in a car accident or something, you know, heaven forbid, but you should make sure that you have an estate plan in place that clearly documents your health decisions, okay? Helps protect your assets and outlines your wishes. This will ease stress on the family members in case of an emergency, okay? That's what it's all about, is what if. And make your winter and vacation more enjoyable because you can rest easy that your affairs are in order. Before you head south, make sure your will is up to date and you have health care directives in place. Okay? Your plans comply with appropriate state laws. If you split your time between two states, you will need to declare your residency in one state. And this will impact what laws your estate documents will be subject to when you do, okay? So a lot of people probably don't know that. This can be more complicated if you own property in multiple states also. So be sure you check with an estate planning attorney. What do we always say? Check with the licensed professional. Make sure your will and other estate documents accurately reflect your state of residency laws. Share your plans with the people that need to know. Does the person you chose as an executor of your estate plans know about this, about their role? There's some people that do that, and then they don't tell the person,
right,
hey, you're going to be my executor, and all of a sudden the person dies or something, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, geez, where do I find this? Where do I find that? Where to go to do this? That would help out. So, yeah, where, again, would this person know where to find your key documents? What about the person you designated in your power of attorney documents to make medical and or financial decisions for you? Just prepare them, you know. So.
And it would put the family at ease because, obviously, we don't want anyone to get in a car accident or, you know, have any health problems as they head south or just go on a short vacation. But, you know, I see that last point, Tom, so clear is because everything is in order. They've got everything in order, but then they forget to tell the loved one or who's ever in charge of watching the property. And it can be as simple as what's the combination to get into the safe where all the legal documents are in their home, and nobody knows it. Now, now it creates a lot of stress.
Yep. My mom and dad told me I was the executor of their estate many years before anything were to happen to them. And then they said, here's where the documents that you need to know, you know, our wills and everything are at. So,
and let them know about...
That was nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, not only that, in your estate planning, you know, insurance policies, banking, where they bank, you know, there could be a lot of hidden surprises.
Yep. Yes, there could be. Absolutely. You are so right. So,
and we'll have this posted on the website as well, Tom, at AmericanaInsurance.com. Yep. If they have questions, they can always give you a call as well.
507-377-2000, or they can email me and the question for the show if they want at insights@AmericanaInsurance.com, or they can go to our website at AmericanaInsurance.com, Mike.
Great checklist. If they have more questions, they can always give the professionals at Americana Insurance a call today and take care of those worries on moving or maybe even just heading south for a few weeks. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Mr. Tom the Turkey, because it's going to be here coming up in just a couple weeks.
Exactly, Mike. It's crazy. This year seems like it's flown by.
That's Tom, and I'm Mike, and that will wrap up our edition of Insights into Insurance here on 1450 KATE.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.